B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 Sports Hub. Hardy coming to you from the Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. Both Zoe and I from home. And I've got something that could happen, I think, in the near future, Hardy, and could give us sports, could give us competition, could give the Bankroll Boys something to bet on. All of that stuff.
All right.
Well,
let's see if we can guess what it is. Is it within the United States?
Yes.
Is it a contact sport of any kind?
No, obviously not.
All right. I'm just
Ultimate Frisbee.
No, there's a lot of contacts, though.
Like incidental, not like legal.
Incidental still means there was contact.
Right.
In Massachusetts?
I mean, it could be, but I doubt it.
Warmer weather?
I believe it could happen in any of the 50 states, but most likely wouldn't. It would probably be in a place like California or Arizona or Florida.
Is it a ball sport?
Yes. It does have a ball.
Zoe, do you know what it is?
I have no clue. Tennis?
Nope.
No, because you got to touch the balls.
Hardy already mentioned the sport today and one of the measures being taken.
Golf.
Yep. Golf. Not in the sense that we typically know it, but in the Tiger versus Phil round two.
Oh, I did know.
So this took place, as we know, what was that, a year and a half
ago
now?
Two
Thanksgivings ago. It already happened once before. There was no crowd there, right? I mean, there were limited people on that course.
There were some people, yeah.
A few, yeah, right? Not like a tournament, not like the Masters or the U.S. Open or anything like that.
No, like a handful of people out there walking around Shadow Creek with Phil and Tiger.
Right. So this event in and of itself could happen as a rematch, but there's more to it than that.
Oh.
There's another report. Well, first of all, this started on Sunday night when Phil Mickelson on social media answered a fan asking him, is there a chance you and Tiger go out and play around and just stream it, you know? Have someone follow you with a camera and just stream it. And Phil said he's working on it, which has now started the rumors and reports about how this could go down. This is from Robert Lucetich. I don't know if I'm saying that. Do you know this person at all, Hardy?
No.
All right. So golf journalist Robert Lucetich tweeted on Monday, hearing Tiger versus Phil might indeed be happening as a pay-per-view event, but that the caveat is that each of them will have a partner. And so you're thinking, okay, what, they're going to each, you know, what, is Rory getting in on it? Like, what's going to happen here? Is Spieth jumping in? Is this going to be, you know, two-on-two with all golfers? Turns out that's not what's been floated. The two names being mentioned, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, as the possible partners for Phil and Tiger in a rematch. What do you think of that?
Take away from OTAs?
Yeah, one of them still has a sport that they presumably have to get ready for. Golf, I don't know when that's going to happen, so Tiger and Phil may have more time on their hands than Tom does if he's going to OTAs.
That's one day. Weekend, right?
Yeah, who doesn't, you know, say yes to this? Of course you want to watch this. The only caution I'll throw out there at the beginning, middle, and end was we all saw Tiger and Phil, or most of us saw Tiger and Phil. You
right.
watched it, Beetle. I know you did. Zoe, I don't know.
Your house.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay.
it kind of sucked.
It did.
because the match itself was not a great match in terms of, you know, a golfer's duel. Neither one of them played, you know, remarkably well. And it was completely dependent on the personalities of two guys who have sucky personalities. So that was an issue for the entertainment value. How much of this is helped by the presence of Tom Brady and Peyton Manning? Again, we know that the golf may or may not be good and worth watching. We know the personalities of the two primary golfers, Tiger and Phil, leaves a lot to be desired. So how much is added by the personalities of Tom Brady and Peyton Manning?
I think a lot, because I think there'd be a lot of ball busting going on. You know what I mean?
Do you?
Brady knows how to give it out. I think Manning, all shucks, you know, his demeanor, that'll give off and attract some people.
See, I'm not convinced that Tom Brady or Peyton Manning is going to make this thing, you know, like must-watch TV. Like, are those guys gonna bring the entertainment value out there just with their own personalities?
Okay, so if we could plug in two other celebs or sports celebs, who would they be?
Well, they're going to have to be
Pauly D.
Decent.
If it's Brady and Manning, Romo's going to be so pissed.
We
don't know.
Damn
Jim,
it, Jim! You ruined what I was going to tell Artie.
Okay,
today. We don't want a four going out there to play with these guys.
I told Jim this morning. I said, I've got a reason why Hardy should be happy with the two guys being floated, because if those two guys are in it, Romo is going to be so pissed off, and it's so great for you hating Romo and his golf.
You're right. I can't stand the fact that he's, you know, taking spots away from guys at tournaments for the most part. But I think Romo, personality-wise, might be more entertaining than Tom Brady or Peyton Manning.
No, because he would take it too seriously.
Disagree, right.
Because
he thinks he can be with the guys out there, that he belongs.
Well, but Brady's not going to be the ultra-competitor out there like he is at everything in life.
That's part of the problem for Brady. Manning would be the star of the show.
I think so. Now, let's keep it as Brady and Manning. Who should the teams be?
I think that Manning should go with Tiger. And I think Brady should go with Phil.
I disagree. Because it's always been Phil chasing Tiger, and it's been Peyton chasing Tom. So I pair Peyton up with Phil. It's team underdog versus team favorite.
Now, do you want me to tell you
they're not going to play it up like that, though. There's no way they would play it up like that.
Now, I understand.
Do you want me to tell you the best way to do this? You play 3 6-hole matches with that foursome, and you change partners 2 times throughout the match.
Oh, no, I got a better one.
No, hear me out on this.
Go ahead.
Right? So the first match is Tiger and Peyton versus Phil and Brady, right?
Okay.
Match number 2. The two GOATs, Tiger Woods and Tom Brady versus Phil Mickelson and Peyton Manning. Match number 3, Tiger and Phil, and they're given a stroke on every hole to the team of Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. So they third match, and that is how a lot of guys play their friendly matches, or some people do. I've done it that way, and it's great. It changes the dynamic. Every 6 holes, you have a new match because, you know, who knows? It could be put away too early. This way, you're guaranteed at least 3 matches over the course of however many hours they're going to be playing, and the last one is going to be the best one to see if these guys, Tiger and Phil, maybe they're given 2 strokes a hole to the. Yeah. I don't know what their real handicaps are, but to me, that would be the best way to do it. And then you actually have one match where Brady and Manning are on the same team versus Tiger and Phil.
I like to see that, where they put Brady and Manning on the same team for the entire time. You give them a crazy amount of strokes to where they legitimately have a chance through 16 holes to compete. And then you just see the competitiveness come out, both of them. And same thing on the flip side. Say it's a par 5, and then Phil and Tiger be like, shoot, we got to go for the green here on the second shot. We need this one. Somebody's got to put it on. Like, Can that I would suck you... people in. I think that would suck the lay fan in.
Do you know what I think could also be sort of fun? Is if they ditch Manning and say, we don't need Peyton Manning, right? He's all stiff. He's got that neck that doesn't quite work well. If they throw him out and they say, all right, let's make it all about the GOATs. Let's put in Jordan and let's put in Brady.
Because Brady does play with Jordan a lot.
Thank you. How would you feel about that one, Hardy?
I don't know how Jordan plays. You got to be able to play a little bit.
Well, Jordan can play. You can't. I thought Jordan was a pretty good golfer.
I don't know. I think Brady is good. I have no idea what Peyton's
game is. I think
Brady's
better than Jordan.
Like. I mean, if we're going on just athletes who are good golfers, I think it's Steph Curry and it's
Charles Barkley.
It's Romo and Barkley. Yeah, it's those three.
I'd want Barkley somewhere in the midst just to watch his swing.
Well, then there's Smoltz, right? John Smoltz is
too boring.
Yeah, but who cares about John Smoltz?
Boring, exactly. Like, doesn't he? He plays with Tiger, doesn't he? Isn't that like something he's obsessed with?
Probably. Yep. But they're both
stop telling everybody how he plays with Tiger.
Yeah. There's something about that dynamic of that last pairing where Tiger and Phil are going to go up against who and who. Think about it in terms of that third match.
Yeah, Jordan and Brady.
I've heard
it's a good one, Beatle.
Awesome,
it's good. It's real good.
I've heard some urban legend stories about Brady showing up.
We'll call
in the Bahamas
it the game of the goats
to meet up with Jordan to play Jordan, and they had a place they'd play down in the Bahamas, and they would go at it pretty good. And the guys would follow him, and Brady would take care of the guys, and he'd show up at this resort, and there'd be times where Brady would show up, and the missus and the rest of them would be with them, and the guys would be like, "Oh, no.
How's Gretzky as a golfer?
No hockey idea. Guys are always good.
His son-in-law is pretty damn good,
so." I'm thinking maybe we throw Phil out of it, too.
Did his son-in-law fall down the stairs?
Dustin, yeah, DJ had an unfortunate incident day before he was supposed to tee off at Augusta. Yeah. Slippery.
The step was a little too high, so he missed it.
I've been falling down a step since Clark's.
Since Clark's, I know.
That's
those steep are steep stairs.
Those are steep stairs, dude.
You have one too many. Just not even trying to be a complete, you know.
But
lunatic.
The damn bathroom's down there.
Yeah, one too many. You got to go down there to that bathroom. You can slip, man.
Terrible. Wooden stairs, all slippery, covered with booze.
I mean, I hope this thing happens. I think it would be fantastic. I think it would be great. But what I don't want to see is like Tiger and Peyton versus Phil and Brady for 18
holes. Right,
there's
got to be a rotation. You're right.
Rotate those teams. Give me 3 6-hole matches, and in that final match where it's Brady and Peyton or whoever teamed up against the two pro, let them play from the forward tees. Let them go up to the red tees and hit. That'd be fantastic. Just completely trying to humiliate them, but see if they can still actually, you know, steal a couple of holes throughout the match from those guys. That would, lessons learned from Tiger versus Phil. What do you not want to do again? You got to change a lot of stuff to make this more compelling this time around.
617-779-0985. But I think it absolutely can happen. Should it happen? Would you watch? And if it's pay-per-view, would you pay for it? 617-779-0985. We'll get back at it with you next.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap when the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five. Lee is in Quincy. What's up, Lee?
How are you guys?
Hey,
good. How are you? That's the most important question.
I'm all right. We're still hanging in there. Everybody kind of. It's common, I guess, to have like a backslide. So we all kind of had a big backslide the other day. Everyone had fevers again and stuff. But I'm still on medication and everything. But I'm on day 11 or 12, I think, right now. So I'm hoping that by day 14, 15, things will be completely behind us. But everyone's exhausted. You can't really do much. Like, I clean the kitchen, and then they got to, like, sit down. You really can't do anything. But
you're making me tired.
Huh?
You're making me tired.
It's exhausting. It really is. But yeah, it's exhausting. But you know, I'm grateful that we're kind of making it through this okay. It's just this whole Red Sox thing. Honestly, it's frustrating, but honestly, it just makes me sad because it's just like it flies in the face of everything that the government and you know all the government officials, federally and the states and locally, that they're trying to do. They're trying to you know get these ventilators, get these protective you know personal protective equipment, the medications to the people that need it. I mean, there are thousands of people dying. And they're like loading them up in trucks in New York City, refrigeration trucks. And the fact that these people are just kind of, the Red Sox are like, oh, we can't get it done in Florida. Let's go to California. It's like they're trying to sneak it around. It's just, it's sad. And it's disgraceful, to be quite honest. I mean, as someone who thankfully did not need any, you know, medical assistance, we've been able to take care of this at home. It doesn't mean that that happens for everybody. I had a friend who reached out to me on Saturday. She takes my classes, and she said, you know, I wanted to ask you, I'm tested positive. I had a couple of questions, so I didn't see it till the next morning. And I said, are you okay? You know, how are you feeling? And she said, I was fine yesterday, but I'm on my way to the emergency room. And I haven't heard from her in 3 days.
Okay, so, wait a minute. So she tested positive, but she didn't have any signs.
No, she did. She was sick, and she went and tested, and it came back positive. Sent her home, and then she was recovering at home and then went into distress, and she had to go to the emergency room. And I haven't heard from her in 3 days. Another friend of mine is an anesthesiologist at the Brigham, and all she does is intubate people all day long with this. And she said that they don't even wait. Like if you come in respiratory distress at all, they don't try to give you oxygen. They don't try to have any preventative measures. You automatically get intubated, which I know they're doing it at MGH too. So whoever goes in distress, they're automatically put on a ventilator because they find that they're recovering faster if they're intubated immediately. So that requires ventilators and all of these things that they're commandeering companies to repurpose what they're doing, like General Motors and all these companies that are now creating building ventilators because they're needed. And the Red Sox are just like, oh, yeah, we're just going to have this elective surgery for Chris Sale's elbow. It's sad. And it's disgraceful, to be quite honest. It's kind of un-American if you think about it. And overall, I mean, this is a time where people should be sacrificing, and the level of selfishness and thoughtlessness behind that, I really hope that there is some backlash politically for them too. I hope someone gets a hold of them and I mean, or whoever with whatever hospital was performing at the surgery center. I mean, they're supposed to be volunteering to give their equipment to people who are dying. So
you're right. I don't think there's going to be long-term backlash for the Red Sox on this, but what I think any of us could hope for is that other people who are thinking about doing elective surgeries or stuff that try and make any case you want. Oh, he needs this for his livelihood. The Red Sox need that. Nobody really needs any of that stuff right now, especially when you're talking about it. I mean, it would be nice to have. But now isn't a time for, what we would like in a perfect world. So what hopefully it will mean is that other people will take a look at the reaction to this and say, you know what, instead of performing these elective surgeries, what say we loan out our ventilators to the hospitals that really need them? Right? What say we take all the masks and the gloves that we have set aside for surgeries this month and send them off to hospitals that are going to be treating COVID patients and send them to nursing homes and send them to places where they actually need this stuff. Maybe that would be the good thing that came out of it.
Yeah, I mean, the government has put into action this law that they can commandeer whatever they want. Like, they can take whatever they want to help people in need. So the fact that you know that that's happening, that people are struggling to have this equipment, even Governor Baker is like trying to get the ventilators that they're needing because based on the projected models for Boston, they're saying the big surge is going to be between April 7th and April 17th.
Correct.
That's projected on the model. So they're desperately trying, these states are desperately trying to fill the need for these ventilators for what's to come. And just for something that is literally, I mean, it's in the title, it is elective surgery.
Right. I mean, and Lee, it wouldn't be allowed to happen here now.
No, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't be allowed in this state right now. It wasn't allowed in Florida.
Right. So, but the Red Sox try to like, oh, we can't get it done here. Let's go over here. It's just like, it's just, to me, that's just disgraceful. It's just kind of like trying to sneak it in because they have money and they can do it.
Well, Lee, best to you. And
thank you.
Best to everybody in your family right now as you continue to go through this of having coronavirus. Feel
Appreciate
better.
It.
See you, Lee.
Bye.
All right, Lee. Thanks for checking in. I mean, 11
Day
days
11.
In. Day 11. You know, a backslide. The backslide.
I don't like hearing that. Backslide.
That you could have coming down with a fever again and possibly backsliding. It's unbelievable. Again, this procedure would not have been allowed in this state right now. More than 2 weeks ago, the governor said put an end to that in this state.
Yeah, I understand that point.
They put an end to it in Florida. I mean, freaking Florida. We don't look to Florida as the leader in anything. And even
they
were
still
like,
got cafes open on the beach.
Yeah, Florida's got spring break going on in South Beach a week ago. And even they're like, no. Ixnay on the elective surgeries, Doc. Don't be doing those. You know, California, though, they apparently have not put an end to them. And so that's why Sale was able to have it there. Kathleen's in Attleboro. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
Hi.
I have an idea of how the Red Sox might be able to dig themselves out of this public relations nightmare. And that is to take some of John Henry's millions and millions of dollars and put them toward, you know, pay it forward. Go out and buy some of these masks, provide some of these ventilators, all of the equipment that is necessary to help this. Why don't they, you know, that might earn them a little bit of respect, but I don't think so. Might help.
I also don't think it's a money issue, though. I don't think the lack of ventilators or masks or PPE is a money issue. I mean,
there's
there
a lot of people with a lot of money that could say, hey, I want to put this money aside. Let's go get some ventilators. Let's buy them right now.
But it's not a money issue.
No, it's
availability.
Not. It's about making them. It's availability.
Right, it's why GM is being.
I think they got donors up the wazoo. They're probably are lining up to help expedite the process here. And again, to my point earlier, say you're a member of the local football team here, and you got a private workout, and you blow your knee out, you cut the wrong way in some gym. They're going to get your knee fixed. They're going to find a way to get your knee fixed as quick as they can. That's part of the pro sports culture. Whether you agree with it, whether you don't. And I wouldn't be putting a lot of heat on Chris Sale on this because he's being told what to do, what plane to get on, where to go, what doctor to see, and get that thing done quickly. Let's go. Let's get you healing. I understand people's complaints with it. It's tough.
617-779-0985. That's the phone number for you. Also, obviously, have this idea of having a tournament, if you want to call it that, a match with Tiger and Phil, round two, but adding in Brady and Manning into the mix, how could that look? Zoe, would you buy it?
I'd buy that.
Right now? Yep.
Just see how goofy Peyton looks in a golf shirt, that barrel chest and his narrow shoulders.
I can't even go to Hardy's house this time. What a disappointment. I'd have to actually buy it myself.
Well, I did that once where I bought it and I filmed it and gave it to Hardy.
Yeah, we're not supposed to talk about that.
Oh, that's right.
No one ended up paying for the first Tiger and Phil, though, because it got so badly screwed up. Even the people who did pay for it got their money refunded.
They refunded.
That's right.
More on that coming up. Here are the headlines with Hardy.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What's this, leftover from the birthday playlist?
Yeah, what the hell is this crap?
This is Jim Louth, who went through his CDs and found a bunch and brought them in today. Fair, Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing that Jim Lyle had to find us on an old CD to have the ability to play it. Like, Jim just can't mentally come up with this song.
This is a good one.
A 2 o'clock show? Come in, start wiping down yet, Hardy?
They're not.
Maybe you should start spraying for him.
I don't know if you read the story that was in the Globe today that sort of recaps a story that was in the American Medalist, the Journal of the American Medical Association last week. Did you see this?
Did not.
6 feet, maybe not enough, as a professor at MIT says.
Great.
He said it's based on a 1930s model, very outdated model, and that one sneeze can actually travel 23 to 27 feet.
Oh, shit.
I read that on the sneezes. I have seen that, yes.
Then the up-to-date, more recent medical studies, Hardy, have shown that 6 feet isn't going to do much.
Yeah, maybe if you're a world champion sneezer, like a watermelon seed spitter, you know, if you get the trajectory right and you know, kind of throw your head forward as you sneeze and don't cover your mouth, but come on. 20 feet for his sneeze.
I can spit a seed.
It's about droplets that are suspended in the air and can remain in the air and travel in the air.
The suckers hang in there for a little bit.
Right. I mean, you're talking about, you know, very, very tiny, tiny particles that are able to remain in the air. The social distancing, and now they want to call it physical distancing. I don't know if you caught that, Hardy. We're not to be calling it social distancing anymore. It's now physical distancing, according to the World Health Organization.
Physical distancing makes more sense than social distancing.
Absolutely. So that's why they're rolling that one out for you.
When you go to the store, do you go like way around a person, or do you like
way around people?
Watch people to market. It's you way out of your way to avoid people. Like you run in the walls and almost knock a display over. Yeah.
I've stayed away from the stores, so I'm terrified of it. Terrified of going there. I'm good with that. We talked about the potential for the tournament to be played, match to be played, Tiger Phil number mm-hmm. 2. This can totally happen right now, right? We're not.
Yeah.
Most stuff can't happen. We know that. This one feels like a glimmer of hope. Like this one I look at and say, yeah, this is not a crazy idea. This could happen. Everybody can keep their distance.
I want to see it in front of crowds, though, with the pressure.
What?
I want to see it in front of crowds in that runway where you get to hit that tee shot. Someone could get hit in the mouth.
Hey, oh, yeah. That's the great thing about watching amateurs play golf is that, you know, even and by the way, it looks like, according to one report that I saw, Peyton Manning is about an 8 handicap. And
Jesus. That Mongo?
Tom Brady is somewhere like high single digit, like a 9.2. That was his index.
Okay, then.
So they still capable of hitting bad shots, for sure, and that's part of it. But, yeah, I wonder, though, Beetle. I mean, you're still going to have a TV truck. You're still going to have a bunch of camera guys out on the court, handlers, staff at the course. They'd have to make
spotters.
Yeah, they would have to make it a spectator-free event.
Yeah.
No, and it largely was the first go-round, which is why I think it's possible.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. Okay. That's what happened the first go-round, so, all right, they could do that again. And I get what you're saying, though. There's a lot more to think about beyond just the guys who are on the course. But I think it's possible. I think it's possible to pull off. TV truck is an interesting one. They'd have to separate people in there. The production value would have to go down a little bit. But I don't think any of us care right now. I don't.
No. I mean, take it. Something live, new, that we haven't seen before and don't know the ending to.
I went and watched that watched that monkey video again with the raccoon.
But you know how it ends.
I do. But then I went and watched the sausage race at the baseball game. Those big tall things was in Milwaukee. There's some good stuff out there on the internet.
Yeah, you know what?
But then you get past it.
I mean, this is what we've been reduced to. Zoe's watching the sausage race videos from the Brewers games.
Yeah.
like
you get him stuck in his baseball, and there's this ballpark. Where is that in Houston or where the hell they spiraled down a slide, or is that Minnesota? It's Houston, right? Or is that Seattle?
The slide? I thought Bernie Brewer goes down the slide in Milwaukee. No?
That's Milwaukee. That's right. It was a Milwaukee video. That's right.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
See,
yeah, that's Milwaukee.
I have found out during this that there are very few, and so far only one, sporting event that I can sit through and watch again when I already know the outcome. And you think about the best example was after the Super Bowl replay that we all watched on Sunday. Do you know what was on immediately after that?
Nope.
On NBC Sports?
I do not.
Game 7, Bruins, Maple Leafs.
Really?
Season in 2013. Like, wow.
Championship Sunday.
This is great. I'm going to start watching this. I lasted about 10 minutes.
But you can turn that sucker on at the end, though. You know what I mean? That's another one.
But just knowing Bergeron was going to score those goals and knowing how it ended took away virtually all of the compelling aspect of it. And I was able to watch the Super Bowl, I said, and Zoe, you're probably the same way, even though you've watched big portions of it. I'd never sat down and watched
top
the game
right.
on TV start to finish. I'd never seen it. So,
see, but we're in different times that allows you to do that now. If I would try to do that on another random Sunday, my anxiety would start to settle. Okay, what am I missing? I better peek in at something because something we're going to talk about, and I gotta watch it. It's like mandated. Hardy, you mentioned it. What was it, you last week that talked about Maverick, the wave? Maverick's out there, the surfing?
Oh, yeah.
I started watching these surf videos on YouTube. It's some of these freaking waves that these guys catch and watch them try and wait for the next one and how they vanish over the crest and you don't see him for another good 5 seconds. And, oh, there he is, bobbing up the next one, waiting for a bigger one. I'm like, my God. And to watch these wave runners come in and out, try and rescue these guys, it's crazy. Like, that's addictive. I could go down that wormhole.
Yeah, but I still need some kind of competition that's happening live where I don't know the outcome.
There are more shark attack videos. Like, there's that one where that woman jumps off the boat and you see the shark coming and they're all screaming.
I can watch Johnny Knoxville's Instagram and get plenty of that stuff. I'm just a sport.
Jackass.
Give me a sport.
I could go back and watch Jackass 5 times.
You were goofing on it the other night on Twitter, Zoe, or maybe you just in our text chain, the Cornhole Championship. I sat and watched it. Because I wanted to, something new.
I got the new cornhole boards now.
I sat there and watched it because it was something where I didn't know who was going to win.
Right.
Like, yes, I'm in. I mean, in all these things you're talking about, shark attacks and wipeouts, you know what's going to happen. It's going to be bad. I give me something where I don't know what's going to happen. That's what we're all jonesing for.
Yeah.
Something to get worked up about, you know?
Seriously.
What about athletes playing their sports in video games? I would even take that right now. I'd watch that.
I wouldn't take that.
I'd check in for 5 minutes. It'd have to be quick. That can't hold my attention for more than 5 minutes.
But I think we're in such that shock, not shock and awe, but like sports, you're on the highs, you're on the lows, you know, and it's just such an intensity as far as watching it. That's, you feel that when you're watching it tight. Like, there's people that freaking have tigers. Like, this stuff's crazy. And I started with Ozark. Now, I could sit there and watch. Don't get me wrong here. And I put that out there on Twitter last night. Okay, can't last through Ozark. Give me the next thing. I need, like, a reality freak show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
whether it's
you
like,
need something that sucks.
Ozarks isn't a freak show. We can't come on every day and say, wow, could you imagine he was laundering all that money and has more shorelines than the state of California. That is so interesting. No. That's a good series. I'll sit there. I can watch that. But I'm saying if we're going to do this and it's like, you know, what do I want to run downstairs at 2 o'clock and watch other than Felger and Mask? You know, I did that with Tiger King. Like those freak shows, like I want to see this guy. I want to see who's getting her arm bit next or something. Snake handlers. Give me something.
How about the Jordan documentary that's now going to make an early debut?
I'll be watching that. I will watch that. I'll be excited.
I heard Rich Sherton leave. Who was talking about it at the end of Toucher and Rich this morning, say it's 20 hours in length?
20 hours.
10 episodes, 2 hours each?
Wait, the Jordan one?
Yes.
I thought he said it was 10 hours.
No, 20.
He said 20.
Oh, there's no way.
10
hours
was too
much. Tiger King was 7 hours, right? 7 episodes, about an hour long.
Yeah, and I thought, what do you think Tiger King could have been done in?
4.
I think 5. So we're close.
Yeah.
They could have They could have condensed
the
that
middle there.
More
drug,
than they
it
did.
Drug a little bit in the middle.
But now they're moving up, and it says here 2 1-hour episodes will air. So I don't know if Rich had that part right, because I thought it was all 10 hours all along. If it's 20,
or maybe he
that's
said they had 20 hours of content to pick from.
Yeah, unless you're going to give me 4 hours of it, all about the real reason why he left and went to play minor league baseball and then came back, I'm not interested. I mean, there's a fascinating story to tell that might take that long, but something tells me that documentary is not going to tell it. We have mild breaking news here, gentlemen.
Oh, okay.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
According to Ian Rappaport, NFL owners have confirmed via a vote on today's teleconference that there will be expanded playoffs after the 2020 season. According to his source, expected and now official, one more team per conference in the playoffs in the NFL starting in 2021.
Yeah, quickly, that next also year. Means one fewer bye in every conference. Wow. And that changes how it looks when you get to the end of the regular season. I'll tell you, so yesterday I was watching, I think, NFL Network, and it was, oh, you know what? I stand corrected. I got to correct myself. I was watching
Thursday Night Rams KC game.
No,
right?
I was watching BST last night. Welcome back, BST, and welcome back, Arbella Early Edition. Good to see Tangway up and running from the library at home. I would say they were showing power rankings and where the power rankings were for the Patriots and the Buccaneers, and the Buccaneers are ahead of the Patriots in that. And I was looking at the top AFC teams. We're so used to the Patriots being in that mix, and now they're not. It's the Chiefs.
It's like they're fighting Buffalo as far as odds to win a division.
Exactly. It's just a very different place that they are in. And so now for the Chiefs and Ravens, let's assume they're the top two seeds. It never plays out like that. But let's assume they're the top two seeds. They would have byes, but this year only one team is going to get a bye.
Yeah, let's say, man, it's so broken. Let's fix it, right? That was not broken. There's no.
It was such
a
great system. They're going to regret this.
It was.
It's a good system, good way of doing things. But they get greedy, and this year,
Get ready for teams to start resting people in that last week. Then everybody, I'm talking. If you got one clear team that's a runaway number one seed, I played out last week for. I'm going to rest everyone.
Yeah.
So
by the way, now there's all this ambiguity as to Rappaport's tweet as to whether or not they voted for the changes to be implemented in this upcoming postseason or.
Yeah.
Oh.
He should have put 20/21.
I don't know. Yeah. He hasn't clarified it yet. There will be expanded playoffs after the 2020 season. Now, does that mean after the season and then the playoffs begin or after the entire 2020 season? I think he means.
Next year,
I'd take 2021. That's how I took it too.
I think it's this year.
I think
this
year too,
because they wouldn't be voting on it right now.
You know what? You're right, because it's next year where they. That's right, where you get the extra game.
I took it to mean after the regular season. So yeah, there is a lot of ambiguity there. He should probably clarify,
because it's not this year for preseason. We still have scheduled the 4 preseason games this year, and it would go to 3 next year.
Yeah, he needs to clarify what that is and what they voted on today. I'm sure if not him, somebody else will. We'll get to today's takeaways next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, today's takeaways brought to you by Week in 180 Weight Loss. No shock here, folks. You can do everything online, work from home, do a diet from home. That's right. Drop the weight today. Set up your consultation via the World Wide Web. They'll coach you up right there, send you the food. You got your scale right here. They'll do everything for you right between the computer things like I'm doing right now. Check it all out at awaken180weightloss.com.
Let's get to a couple of takeaways. One is this. So with a little oopsie. little oops-a-daisy here on the show today. Let a swear word slip out.
Oh,
well, that's good. I'm glad you don't go as a group.
Come back, leave my shoes in the garage, go in, spray down. Oh, excuse me, I just swore, Jim.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Let's get to that point.
Right? That's a bad
one. That's a quick one.
Yeah, four letter bad one there.
Yeah, that came out so smoothly. Starting to get cabin fever a little bit, you know?
Who isn't, man? Who is? If there's one thing to remember, is we're all doing it. For the most part. Most people are just staying home.
When did your cabin fever set in, Zoe? Was it before
Day
or
three.
After your trip to Trader Joe's yesterday?
You're allowed to go to food stores.
Yeah, but you're going four times a week.
But I'm not going to assemble in groups, and I'm not dealing with people. I keep my distance, and I wash down.
I fear for you if you truly have to quarantine, if you literally can't leave your house for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'll eat the dog.
Even if food is brought into you, it's not a question of starving to death. It's
right,
just you,
it's not about that.
You staying put.
Yeah, you notice a lot of things out your days. Window in your home.
Yeah, how about that garbage truck?
The garbage truck? There's people that bike here in the neighborhood?
Mine's coming tomorrow. I can't wait.
Mine too.
That weirdo lives at the top of the hill, these bikers. They put their little bike pants on and their shirts like they're wind-resistant.
So one of the things that Zoe and I...
Tool bag.
One of the things you and I are going to have to work on, Zoe, is conducting interviews when we're not in the same spot because we're in the same place. You and I sort of have the nonverbal cues that we give each other.
Right, right.
When we're doing interviews, well, we're not in, we can't see each other as well under these conditions, which led to some issues during the Shaughnessy interview today.
Yeah, this thing gets them completely off the radar.
Right. Go ahead.
How has this affected Globe employees, Dan, and people that cover sports? And
how do you feel about this? Go ahead, Zoe.
No, go ahead, Beetle. No. I do digress. I defer to you.
No,
I defer to you.
We're going to have to work on that. We have an interview coming up tomorrow.
Ooh.
With a former NFL player turned neurosurgeon. You've probably heard of him before, Myron Roll. He works over at MGH, and he is kind enough to give us a couple of minutes of his time tomorrow.
That's great.
To update us on what he's been
Dude, he
a witness
was one of the
to.
At top his... safeties coming out. Top safeties coming out when he was in college.
Yeah. So you may have seen his story over the years. It's been brought up again recently as he's done a couple of interviews here and there. But fascinating guy with quite the story, quitting the NFL to pursue what I think is probably his real passion, and that is becoming a doctor, which he is on his way. He's a resident over at MGH in neurosurgery. So he's been a witness to quite a bit that's been happening over there, and he'll talk to us about the latest that's coming up tomorrow on the show.
By the way, we do have clarification. The NFL postseason expansion, that is for this year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's what I thought it was.
14 teams to qualify for playoffs beginning with 2020 season, which is,
that's kind of shocking.
Thanks to Rap Sheet for, tweeting out there in the first place, but he worded it almost exactly wrong. And not after the 2020 season. Starting with the 2020 season. So
everybody's pulling back, and NFL keeps expanding. Jesus.
All right, we're back at it tomorrow, 10 a.m. Coming up next, Felger and Maz. Stay tuned for that. Have a great rest of the day. Stay safe, everyone.
Thanks for being with us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.